Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. A U.S. official has confirmed to NPR that the U.S. secretly shipped new long-range missiles to Ukraine for what's believed to be the first time to strike a Russian military airfield in Crimea last week. The missiles have a nearly 200-mile range, and they were used a second time against Russian forces in southeastern Ukraine. This word comes after President Biden signed a $95 billion bill into law today, providing long-delayed aid to Ukraine, plus to Israel and Taiwan. The law could also lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok unless its Chinese parent company sells the app. The legislation was held up for months in Congress and just passed through the Senate late last night. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports.
Biden says the bill should have been passed sooner, but he applauded that the bill was passed in a bipartisan way and says the legislation was consequential.
It's a good day for America, it's a good day for Europe, and it's a good day for world peace, for real.
He also emphasized that the bill would provide more funding for humanitarian aid to Gaza and other regions of the world. But the president mentioned one thing that was missing in this bill, funding for border security, which Congress failed to pass, and Biden says he'll come back to another time. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
The U.S. is facing a housing shortage, making it difficult for millions of home buyers and renters to find an affordable place to live. Alex Horowitz, the director of Pew's Housing Policy Initiative, tells NPR that restrictive zoning is one big culprit. And yet, he says, Minneapolis is among the cities getting it right.
Minneapolis updated their zoning to make it much easier to build apartments near commerce and near transit, in part by eliminating parking minimums and also by making permitting easy, and it worked. They're producing housing at triple the rate of the U.S. and the rest of Minnesota, and that has meant they've kept their rents flat for about 7 years.
Nationally, rent prices have risen as much as 30% or more in recent years. Federal health officials are offering reassurances about the commercial milk supply despite findings of bird flu in pasteurized milk. NPR's Will Stone reports.
Avian influenza had previously been found in raw milk. Now the Food and Drug Administration has confirmed that virus particles are being found in the processing system and on the shelves, but that pasteurization is very likely to effectively inactivate viruses like H5N1, which are sensitive to heat. Based on that, the agency says nothing changes its assessment that the commercial milk supply is safe. Research has shown that pasteurizing eggs has been successful at inactivating the H5N1 virus, a process that takes place at a lower temperature than what is done for milk. However, the agency acknowledges there are no studies specifically on the effect of pasteurizing cow milk and H5N1. Will Stone, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Thousands of representatives from around the world are gathering in Ottawa, trying to finalize a treaty to take on the worsening problem of plastic pollution. Last year, 175 nations agreed they'd make the first legally binding treaty by the end of this year. Now they are looking at whether and how to limit plastic production. A surprising scene in central London today, punctuated by clip-clops. When horses from the British Royal Household Cavalry bolted during a parade rehearsal and galloped through traffic at rush hour, the UK Army says people and horses were hurt. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
The Royal Household Cavalry was rehearsing for a military parade near Buckingham Palace when noise from a nearby construction site apparently spooked the horses. Soldiers were thrown from their saddles, and at least five horses bolted through traffic. Video filmed by bewildered bystanders shows one of the horses covered in blood after colliding with a double-decker bus. A taxi driver's window was also shattered. The horses ran past confused commuters at Victoria Station, along the Strand, and along the Limehouse Link Tunnel about 5 miles away, before the UK Army eventually rounded them all up and took them to a vet for evaluation. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
U.S. Congressman Donald Payne of New Jersey died today, according to Governor Phil Murphy. Payne had been hospitalized after suffering a heart attack. The Democrat represented New Jersey's 10th district since 2012. He was 65. It's NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.